Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Today we're joined by Missouri State offensive tackle Randy Richards, who comes off a 2012 season where he started every game at right tackle, 56 pancake blocks, and offensive lineman of the year, earning AFCA All-American honors. So welcome to the show, Randy. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing good. I appreciate you taking some time out of your workout schedule. I know you're working out hard. Take us through your workout regimen. Where are you working out? What are you doing to stay in shape these days?
Well, I'm down here in Florida. I'm training at with a company called Athlete's Edge in Boca Raton, Florida. We work out at the FAU campus, and we kind of use their facilities, but you know, the speed coach Mike Smith, he's doing a great job with us. You know, combine training, working on, proper running form, getting stronger, trying to get the quick twitch muscles going, and just trying to become, the best athlete possible, be ready for your combine or pro day.
Yeah, great place to work out, and they always get a good group of draft prospects there, so great atmosphere to be around. Do we have any word? Is there going to be a Missouri State Pro Day or any kind of workout coming up for you in the future?
I mean, yeah, it should be around the third week of March. My coach hasn't finalized it yet, but it's going to be in March, the second or third week, definitely. But, if not, I'll probably, try to get in one of these regional combines and try to do my best there.
Yeah, definitely keep us posted on that so we could pass that information along. We're talking to Missouri State Bear Randy Richards, and, you mentioned FAU. You were actually a Florida Atlantic recruit originally, is that correct?
Yeah, I signed there originally out of high school on signing day.
Was that Howard Snellenberger was still there back then?
Yeah, Coach Snellenberger was the head coach when I signed there.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, he's got an eye for talent. He's the one that recruited Joe Namath back in the day. So Randy Richards here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And you mentioned, you're from Florida, so I guess beaches have bears too, because the Missouri State Bear joins us here on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Coming off an impressive year, Randy, we mentioned all the pancake blocks, 56 pancake blocks this year. You graded out on a 98% assignment grade. I'm just curious, coming into the season, was there anything that you worked on getting better at or an area of your game you wanted to improve?
Definitely. I figured, my junior year, it was pretty much, me getting back into football. So, I kind of just, was trying to knock off the rust my junior year, and I felt I did pretty good. But going into my senior year, my coach, he preached to me, you got to pay attention to detail. You got to, make sure you get your footwork better, as far as, staying low, just playing with more tenacity, playing smarter. He just kind of gave me the overall, guidelines to get better and improve. So, I took it upon myself to make sure, I studied, how I played and, what I needed to get better. And, I kind of tried to model some guys, in the NFL already. I tried to look at how they played and, try to model my game after them. And so, it just kind of, helped. I kind of just improved, from the time camp started to the end of the season.
Yeah, and, you came over to Missouri State after a stint at College of Sequoias in California where, you were offensive lineman of the year as a sophomore. And then, as you said, you came into Missouri State as a junior. And you just talked about some of the things you work on getting better at. I'm curious to know, what do you consider to be your biggest strength? Because, You know, you have tremendous athleticism. You got great agility. Is it technique? Is it, you know, what's your greatest strength in your opinion, Randy?
I feel that, you know, I feel like my greatest strength is probably my footwork. You know, I think that allows me to, you know, pass block well. You know, it allows me to get on, you know, in the run game, allows me to get on players real quick. You know, it allows me to redirect, you know, really well. And it helps me with, like, the anticipation of, you know, of certain moves that, you know, you get from D linemen. You know, you kind of have a feel for, you know, what they're trying to do. And if you already kind of feel what they're trying to do already, you know, your feet are going to take you there. So, you know, I feel that, you know, definitely having great feet work is definitely one of my biggest strengths.
And are you a run block guy or a pass block guy? I mean, most offensive linemen usually say run blocks, and you got the propensity for the pancake blocks, but do you have a preference or you like doing both?
I definitely like doing both. You know, pass blocking is one of those things that's kind of like a mind game, you know. You just kind of feeling the guy out, you know, and it's, you know, it's, I like that, but you know, definitely the run game is where, you know, where the game is, you know, it's that one-on-one matchup, the intensity, the aggressiveness, you know, the tenacity to, you know, finish guys off, and you know, I definitely like doing both. You know, I definitely feel like you could pancake somebody in either one, you know, so I definitely like doing both.
All right, we got big offensive tackle Randy Richards from Missouri State. You heard him talk about the impressive footwork. Some might call him the Dancing Bear, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And you were elected one of the team captains this past season, Randy. So just speak about what an honor it was to be elected a team captain. And then also being a senior this year, the leadership role and coaching up some of the younger guys. Were you someone who led by example, or were you somebody that was kind of a vocal leader?
Well, first of all, yeah, it's definitely an honor to be, you know, elected team captain, you know, especially, you know, me just being there literally for, you know, 12 months, you know, I felt, you know, great that I got my teammates' respect that fast, and, you know, I kind of just, you know, when I got there, I kind of just let my play do the talking, you know, I didn't really, you know, vocalize too much because, you know, I didn't want to be that guy, you know, without opening my mouth, without, you know, showing that I could back it up. So, you know, I definitely let my play talk for the most part. And, you know, my senior year, I definitely feel like, you know, as a senior and now that I was a captain, I felt like I could be a little bit more vocal. You know, I had room to be vocal, so, you know, but I did lead by example. You know, that's why they, you know, my teammates respected what I had to say because I did what I had to do on the field as well.
Yeah, and we're talking to Randy Richards, the Missouri State Offensive Lineman of the Year tackle for the Bears, and joining us on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, Randy, I'm looking at your guys' schedule, and you know, for Missouri State, you know, the immediate, you know, the casual football fan might not think, you know, football heavyweight, but I mean, I'm looking at your guys' schedule and you guys really played some tough opponents. I mean, Kansas State, Louisville, South Dakota State, you know, some Illinois State was a tough matchup, and Kansas State, one of the top ranked teams in the nation. We saw what Louisville did to Florida in the bowl game, just completely destroyed them. You know, who was the toughest opponent for you this past year, whether it was a team or an individual player?
Well, you know, I definitely all the teams we played this year was definitely you know, good opponents. You know, obviously you got K-State and Louisville. You know, you come in the year, they're both, you know, top 25 teams, and you know, they got tremendous athletes, you know, because they recruit really well. And I definitely say both those teams, you know, definitely were tough matchups. You could definitely, you know, see the speed in their players overall and, you know, the strength and that they came to play with, especially with Louisville. And, you know, another team that was really good was Illinois State. Illinois State's D-line was definitely one of the better D lines that I've seen since I've been at Missouri State this year. So, you know, it was definitely a tough matchup against all three of those schools.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely had your hands full with those guys for sure. How about, you know, you got a chance to play at some pretty good places on the road, some top-notch Division I programs. Any favorite place that you enjoyed playing on the road?
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to say my junior year, we went up to Eugene and played Oregon. And, yeah, that was a crazy environment. I say that was probably, like, you know, what I imagine college football would definitely be on a Saturday up there. So, you know, it was definitely fun. We also played Arkansas that year. You know, that was a pretty good game. And, you know, just the experience of playing those guys and, you know, definitely, you know, I embrace competition. So, you know, definitely being able to step up on that stage and play those guys and play at a high level definitely made those games memorable.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely take their football seriously in both places there. And we got Randy Richards taking some time out of his schedule here from Missouri State, getting ready for his pro day. Hopefully we hear some news about a regional combine sometime soon, and we'll keep you guys posted with all that information. If an NFL scout was listening right now, Randy, which game film would you tell them to pop in on you?
Definitely this past year, K-State and Louisville. I think I had definitely great games against them, especially playing, you know, against some, you know, big name players. You know, I think I held my own both those games. I didn't give up a sack. You know, both those games, you know, I played, you know, definitely to the level of competition. So, you know, I would hope that there's some guys on those D lines too that would get drafted because they are pretty talented.
Oh, definitely. We definitely got a handful of players on our radar from those schools. And, you know, how about the next level when you look at the NFL game? Is there anybody or any offensive lineman that you enjoy to watch or try to emulate? Any favorite players growing up, anything of that nature?
I mean, I definitely try to watch the key tackles, you know, the left tackles, you know, Joe Thomas, he's a good one. Jake Long, Dwayne Brown from the Texans. I definitely like how the Pouncey Twins play, you know, the San Francisco 49ers O-line, their whole line is just, you know, a bunch of road graders. You know, I definitely like watching them play. So, you know, I try to emulate them and just, you know, see, you know, what I have to get to you know, establish myself on that level.
And we've had Randy Richards of Missouri State, offensive tackle, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We've been talking between the lines, and it's time to go outside the lines, Randy, in a segment we call Three and Out. Get to know Randy Richards a little bit off the playing field, and we've had a lot of fun with this segment today. We've had a lot of player spotlight shows lined up, and we've been having a lot of fun, so I'm going to kick it off with it on first down. And I'm sure you're familiar with the show Fear Factor, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, I'm going to make you a finalist on that show. And I go back and I look at actual contests that they've had on that show. And I'm going to say to you, you know, you can be the 1 million, you know, grand prize winner. And you get a choice. These were actual contests. You have to either eat buffalo testicles or eat African cave-dwelling spiders for that $1 million grand prize. Which one are you going to choose?
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. I probably have to go with the buffalo testicles, man. I can't. That spider, those freak me out a little bit, man. At least I know the buffalo's dead.
Yeah, all right. There's no easy answer on that one. All right, second down. If you could be caught naked by any one female celebrity, who would you like to be caught by?
man, shoot, Beyonce after that GQ magazine.
All right, no complaints there. I mean, Jay-Z might have a problem with that, but I don't blame you. all right, third down, Randy. You know, you're a well-traveled individual. You were born in Kingston, Jamaica. You went to high school in Fort Lauderdale. You played football in California and Missouri State. I got to ask, you know, since I'm a big food junkie guy and you've been so well traveled, you know, which location had the best food in your opinion?
Man, I'm definitely going to have to go with Jamaica, man. Jamaica, that food is the best. Like, it's just like so much flavor, so much, you know what I'm saying? You could definitely taste the culture and the island and the food. So I definitely have to go with
imagine.
Jamaica.
Yeah, I can imagine. Give us a dish. Can you give us a favorite dish?
Yeah, man, I gotta go with the oxtail. You got oxtail, rice and peas, man. Oxtail and rice and beans. That's definitely a favorite.
Okay. All right, good to know. And we got Randy Richards here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight as we count you down to the 2013 NFL Draft. And fourth down, Randy, I always like to end it on this one. So I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should give Randy Richards a shot.
Well, you know, I'm going to come in. I'm going to work hard. You know, I'm going to work hard to make sure that, you know, you're not disappointed in drafting me. You know, I got a workman's ethic, you know, like no other, because, you know, we know this is a business. So I'm definitely going to come in, learn what I have to learn, you know, adapt to the game really fast, and I'm ready to contribute, you know, whenever my name is called.
All right. Couldn't have said it any better myself, and, you know, we appreciate you taking some time, Randy, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Best of luck in the training process. You got a good group down there in Florida, and, you know, I'm sure you got a pro day coming up in March. Keep us posted on any combine invites, and we'll definitely be in touch and keep tabs on you. So thanks again for taking some time joining us here today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Randy Richards, Missouri State Bears, the Dancing Bear, great footwork, offensive lineman of the year at College of Sequoia, Mr. Pancake Man, you know, 56 pancake blocks this past year, and of course, a prospect on the rise as we get closer to the 2013 NFL Draft. We'll definitely be keeping tabs on Randy Richards and keep you posted on his path to the draft. It's been another edition. I was your host, Rick Serratella. Of course, you can follow us on NFL Draft Bible at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest player interviews, NFL draft updates, big board updates, pro days, combines, all that good stuff. And, you know, we got 3 player spotlight shows down today and one more to go. I'll be sending out a link on Twitter for all our updated player interview lists for that. So make sure you store this one in the memory bank. Remember where you heard it here first, Randy Richards on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Until next time.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.